Hello and welcome back. This is video number 6, and in this video we're going to show you how to create a product that will match this plan. So in other words, the product is going to be able to take the payment from the customer, and after they pay, they will be sent into the membership plan. So this plan, in other words, will be added to their account. It's really easy. All you have to do is go under products. So you're not going to go here. You're going to go here under products, and then you're going to click add new. Now, I went ahead and opened that in a brand new window because I want to show you, once we're done, something that we'll need to do and come back over here. So you click on add new product, which is what you see right here. And well, we want to name this very similar to this. So I'm going to copy this. So copy, and we're going to paste this like that. And then under product or the visual, you want to enter kind of the description. So the description of the membership plan and the benefits of what people get. All right. So after that, you can choose a product category if you want to. That could be maybe membership plans. So we could do membership plans and do that. And here we go. So at this point, you got the product. So you have a variety of different product types, like simple product, group product, external product, variable product, and course. Now, you're not going to see this, like I said, unless you have like something like LearnDash. You're going to simply want to click simple product, click on virtual, and then enter the price. So maybe the regular price is $197, and we're giving everyone a kind of a 50% discount. So that's a nice thing. What, in this case, you'll be charging people $97, and they'll see that the regular price is $197. Now, if you were creating courses and you had the LearnDash plugin, you would select the courses that they get access to. Now in this case, it's simply a membership plan, so we're going to leave that blank. Click on inventory. You're not going to need to fill out any of this information because you just want to make sure that it says in stock. Link products is if you want to link to other upsells and cross sells. Attributes, you're not really going to need anything. And then we have advanced. Now, advanced you might use if you want to enter a purchase note. So if you want to enter maybe a link that directs people to a certain page, you could add that in here. Or if you want to add a note to somebody on the thank you page, you'll want to enter that here. So I'm going to copy this here because down here is a little bit similar. So we got the product description here. And like I said, you're not going to see WP Fusion on your website unless you're using that. And I mainly use WP Fusion, just so you know, to connect to ActiveCampaign. So what that allows you to do is it allows you to tag people and then, you know, add people and then basically create a customized experience. But to keep it simple, you're not going to see that. So under memberships, this is important. You could say disable restrictions. So check this box if you want to force this product to be public regardless of any restriction. And then of course right here, you select that and we have the registered account here. Now let's see here. Now one thing to note is it automatically chose free account, but that's not what we're going to need in this account. So what we want to do is we want to add a new rule, select that, and select the plan. So in this case, we're going to just choose premium. And then of course, only members can view or purchase. So what that means is only members of this can purchase this product. So we are going to simply click view because we don't want that to be the case. And they have accessibility to it immediately. So we're going to add that rule. And that simply says, give them access to that plan immediately upon purchase. You can use the custom message here if you want to enter kind of a restricted message for this product or a custom message down here after they've purchased the product. And of course, you're not going to see this. This is simply for my header and footer scripts. So once you're done, you can simply click on publish. And of course, once that is finished, it'll give you access directly to the link to the product. So now you have the link to the product. Now I'm going to refresh this page real quick. And let's see. So remember right here, we have to come back over here since we created the product and say grant access upon purchase product. So in this case, we're going to enter this one here in here and simply select the product plan. So this is the product that we're choosing and we click on update and we are done.